This is the first in a series of satsangs that took place at the Salersburg Ashram, Arshavidya Gurukulam, in August of 2007.
Swamiji, I would kind of like to ask a series of questions, maybe just a few today, that take us really through this knowledge, and it's questions that a lot of students continue to ask, and also that I would just like to hear Swamiji's elaboration on. So, starting from the beginning, can Swamiji talk about what really makes a person a mumukshu? Let me give you a little background to that question. A lot of students will say, there's so many different teachers, there's so many different paths that are, in a sense, fallacious. In other words, they're not going to end up in giving a person liberation. They're fallacious in one way or another. Why would a person be put on a path that's not going to end up in knowledge or in freedom? And so a person, self-knowledge, is not going to end up there, that particular pursuit. Then if a person is a mumukshu, so this is where the question comes from, if a person is a mumukshu, why would they then be pursuing that fallacious path? And so I would like Swamiji to talk about what actually goes on in a person's thinking and heart to make a person a mumukshu, and how that will take them through teaching.
There are many starting points. Everyone has certain fundamental issue. The issue of not being happy with oneself. That's very basic to every human being. But then that issue is addressed in usual conventional ways of acquiring a certain things in life, like a good job, some security, and a good retirement, and family, raising a family. So all these conventional pursuits. And they do give a certain satisfaction. But not that's only some people have got the problem, some others don't have the problem. Everyone has this problem of self non-approval, self dissatisfaction. Then there are philosophies. Everyone is exposed to. I have checked up with a lot of people, even uneducated people. Each one has got his own or own philosophy of life. And then there are theologies which they are exposed to from childhood. And therefore they also condition that human being is imperfect. And there is no way of perfection. Then if you study a little more, then there is existentialism and this other philosophy of old Charvaka, mechanical materialism. And therefore, there is no solution to this problem, human problem. And therefore, they offer solutions in afterlife, heaven going and so People are addressing the problem. It's not that they don't address the problem. They are addressing the problem. So it is by some chance they come to know, certain people come to know, that there is a solution to this problem. The solution to the problem is let us call it moksha. I mean temporarily I'm quiet. Let us call it moksha. Nirvana. Moksha. These words are oriental words. Both are Sanskrit words. Nirvana also is a Sanskrit word, moksha also is a Sanskrit word. So nirvana, the word is used by Buddhists. Moksha, the word is used by Vedanta. So, they come across these words and how much they understand that certain promises are made by some people. One thing becomes very clear there is there is a solution in this life. Then only there is a pursuit. In this life you can find a solution for the basic problem of self-disapproval. So that's a very big thing, to come across that much. What with one thing or the other, so somehow they come to this. And then the promises are there. They can be led to certain belief systems. Within this, there are certain beliefs. If you do this, you will get this. If you do that, you will get that. And there are many paths. So that is all because there is no vyavasaya. There is no nishchaya, there is no clarity. In life itself, when there is more and more clarity, choices all disappear. Only for the ignorant there are more choices. Even in food, what choices you have got? The more you know about food, the less are your choices. If you don't know, from hamburger onwards, you've got a lot of choices. And therefore these seeming options known as the spiritual pursuits, spiritual paths, so that seems to be very that this choice seems to be very, very appealing to an American, not to the individual choice-oriented society, the Western society mainly. And I find in India also it's there now. This individual choice, it's all choice. It's all a copy. Well, you choose your own thing. That's what makes this society. Starting from coffee. So all choices. Cut this out, cut that out. And choices, how will you have? So, it's very appealing if you have choices. There are many choices. And therefore, all of them have to come to one common assumption. Self-knowledge liberates. They won't use knowledge. Knowledge means they have the responsibility to teach and make them see. Therefore, they have self-realization, a special word, which gives them a chance to tell them, this is what you are, that what the self is, and that has got to be realized. So you are in a pursuit. And then you can offer integral yoga, you can offer this one, you can offer that one, you can say this, you can do 100 different things. Because you have to realize. So, I'm not surprised that people follow different paths. It seems to be appealing. And they think it's okay. And then there is a second approach for the emotional bhakti yoga, for the intellectual jnana yoga, for the extrovert karma yoga. Then this is the samadhi yoga. So the new age has introduced a few more yoga. There is nada yoga, there is swara yoga. Kriya yoga, there is so many yogas. Yoga means, it's a certain means. And so, we ourselves say, vyavasayatmika buddhihi yekeh kuru nandana. Bahushakyakhyanantascha buddhayo avyavasayina. You can't say it better. Gita. In the second chapter. So, nishchayatmika buddhihi yekeha kurunandana. If it is nishchayatmika buddhihi, means if there is clarity about what you want, what is the nature of it, how do you go about it, in all this nishchayatmika, then there is only one. Vastu is one. Commitment is one. Pursuit is one. Everything is one. If that is lacking, bahushakaha anantasya avyavasayinam buddhayaha. The options are too many. Too many means too many ends. The comfort in choices comes from your being in charge of your life. You are not delivering yourself into some kind of a rigid pursuit, rigid style. Of living and pursuit of some work. Again, it's not because the thing is not clear. That is why from moksha, the conversion mumuksha to jignasa, it's a very big thing in this pursuit. Mumuksha is desire to be free. Free from what? That has to be clear. If one is going to be free from free from what? One's own limitation. How? If one is limited, it's always limited. If one survives after death, then one is limited still. Someone is surviving. And if that person makes it to another place, again that person is going to be person. Limited. So the limited cannot be free from limitation. The limitless need not become free from limitation. Where is the issue? The person has to tell me. Are you limited or are you limitless? You want to be free from limitation. To be free from limitation, you need to be limitless. If you are limitless, if you are going to become limitless, give up the pipe dream. The limited becoming the limitless, it is a midsummer daydream it is. Therefore, that has to be given up. Live again the existentialist way. Grab as much as you can in life. Or, if there is such a thing as limitless, and it cannot be different from you, you plus limitless doesn't exist, then you should be that limitless. That's why you cannot settle for anything less. If you are limitless, then what denies you that? That fact of your being limitless. You say that I don't know. Then I don't know means address I don't know. Address I don't know. Addressing I don't know is entirely different from becoming something. So you have to know. You have to know means you need a means of knowing. What is the means of knowing? If it is the truth of the knower, what choice you have got? The more you come to know, the choices disappear. Therefore, it becomes jignasa, freedom from a limitation is freedom from a sense of limitation due to ignorance. Therefore, that I am free has to be known through knowledge. You have to be led. By some chance people come. That's why I say it is purely some good karma in our language. You may say chance, some good luck. You have to come across a right paperback or a right person to convert mumuksha into jignasa. Look at this sutra analysis. The Brahma Sutras analyzing the Upanishads and the Gita. The sutra is not talking about mumuksha. It talks about only jignasa. The homework is already done. The assumption is one has done the homework. Athato brahma jignasa, desire to know Brahma, which is oneself. So that's a different pursuit. Therefore, there seems to be an element of the adrishta involved. Adrishta is good karma, punya. I don't see any other way one can really get into this. Durlabham trayame vaitat devanugraha hetukam manushyattvam mumukshutvam mahapurusha samshraya. All these three imply grace, punya, pura punya, and that is why it is difficult. Durlabham. What are they? To be born a human being and to have this desire for freedom and desire for knowledge. Freedom and knowledge go together. Self-knowledge go together. They have to somehow arrive at that. If one is very alert, one can easily figure out any process of becoming is not going to help me. It's again samsara. All samsarins, people generally, they all want to become somewhere. The insecure wants to be some kind of secure. And therefore, nobody is going to be secure holding on to crutches. But then, at least you feel you can get by.
The word chance can be problematic, Swamiji, because when you say it seems by chance, even though what you're really meaning there is adrishta, it's as though, you know, by going through the dice and okay, by chance you get to gain.
Yeah, I mean, so chance is the word we use only for people who don't have any great understanding of cause-effect. Relationship implies also purva punya, pura karma. So the previous karma is so important in all this. But that we have to, that's another topic altogether.
But there's one part of that I want Swamiji to talk about a little. And that Swamiji used to tell the story, or in talk sometimes, that for a mumukshu means one, the one for whom the problem is understood properly. You would say like this: even if that mumukshu were in Timbuktu, somebody remembers in Timbuktu. Even if that mumukshu were in Timbuktu, they would come into contact with their teacher. Because the pramana isn't attached to the individual, when that person's ready, then that teaching will be there. So that involves some shraddha and understanding, but I want Swamiji to speak a little bit on that level.
In this mumuksha has to mature. It has to mature itself into a clear vision and eyes. If that is there, that person is going to find the teaching being available. But that person is likely to hold any straw floating by, like a drowning man. So anything the putting person will catch. So that person becomes a little vulnerable. Therefore we can end up doing something which has nothing to do with what we are talking about. End up in an ashram doing karma yoga. Karma yoga means you do work without salary. That's all. And for ages, that's it. Therefore, what I say, there is no way of figuring out mumuksha is jignasa. Can't figure out. You need to have some little help.
The teacher helps convert the mumuksha into jignasa.
The teacher has to convert, and the person has to stumble upon that kind of teacher who will convert mumuksha into jignasa. Any teacher worthwhile will do that. The teaching itself has got it. The Anubandha Chatushtayam, what we call. That's why all these questions are Anubandha Chatushtayam. What connects you to the teaching? That is Anubandha. Vishayam, Prayojanam, Adhikari, Sambandha. The subject matter. What is the vishaya of pramanas? See, all pramanas will come. Your perception cannot help. Inference based upon perceptual data can help much less. Finish. Over. That's all what we have, means of knowing. So you need another means of knowledge. And the other means of knowledge is what we say, the teaching, Vedanta. And if that is so, that is the Vishaya. What is the Vishaya? Vedanta Vishaya is what? Aikya Jnana. Jiveshura Aikya Jnana. Aikya is Vishaya. The non-separation of the individual with the whole, with Ishvara. who is a guru. That's that is a big, that is called Brahma Vidya or Atma Vidya. Jiveshwara Aikyam Isvishayam. That's not the subject matter of any other discipline of knowledge. And that cannot be the object of any means of knowledge also. Then you have Vishaya Prayojana. What is the result? Moksha is the result, which is the very nature of Atma. Then, what is the, who is the adhikari for this? This is the one. Who is the adhikari for this? The one who has Viveka. And therefore, he chooses this. Because of Viveka. Discrimination, what is, what I am pursuing is something that is not there in my pursuits. So seeing the absence of connection between what I do and what I want to be, that's called Vairagya. So the whole life we are doing various things which have no connection to what we need finally. And seeing the absence of this connection, that's Vairagya. So Viveka, seeing is possible because of Viveka. And the Viveka should be complete enough to see the absence of connection. That is why Vairagya the word. Because Viveka means how much Viveka and all this problem comes. So, Vairagya. Viveka Vairagya, then certain disciplines about oneself, Samadhamma, Uparapita, Tiksha, Shraddha, and Mumukshutva. So, Moksho me Bhuyad iti Icha. That is Anubandha Chatushtaya. So, Anubandha Chatushtaya means there the Mumukshu doesn't have an option. He is left to that subject matter. Therefore, any traditional teacher will convert the mumuksha, his vague mumuksha, into real mumuksha, which will result in jignana.
So could we say then if the mumukshu is an adhikari and the viveka vairagya is there to a relative degree,
yeah,
the samadhi is there, relative degree,
yeah,
then that student will seek, won't stop seeking until they find a teacher.
Yeah, even if he's in Timbuktu, he will travel.
Until he finds an
appropriate teacher. From Timbuktu. Somewhere he will travel to find out.
An appropriate teacher.
He is a mumukshu.
Because the adhikari form is there, and yeah, so what they're seeking is appropriate to.
It's appropriate, and the thing is that mukshutvam itself is Devanugraha.
Which is Puna.
So, that Devanugraha, that much is there, will connect the person to the source of that knowledge also. The same Devanugraha, that whatever Punya, that has given this person that Mumukshutvam. That is why manushyattvam, mumukshutvam. Next is Mahapurusha Samshaya. The refuge of a good teacher. I mean the services of a good teacher. The protection is there. Samshaya is protection. Refuge really is there. In the sense that you feel secure afterwards. Mahapurusha samshreha durlabham trayame vaite. All these three are difficult to accomplish, implying some grace. Devanugraha hetukam.
That devanugraha is also in the verse.
Yeah. In Mumukshutam, devanugraha hetukam is that manushyattam itself devanugraha hetukam. There is a chance. There is a self-dissatisfaction and therefore everybody is a spiritual seeker. That I told at the beginning. That's a manushya. The human being is designed for this knowledge. That's why nothing satisfies this fellow. Anything is over. What shall we do now? So anything is over. So nothing satisfies. And therefore everybody is designed. And there is no person who is self-satisfied unless the person has some pathological, some problem, some kind of a retardation or whatever. Then there is no pursuit. There is no self-judgment also too much. We are not talking of that. A normal person who is conscious of himself, herself, and then making a judgment, which is inevitable. And the judgment is going to be, I am no good. Mother contributes also. Mother, father, they all contribute to that notion. No way of escaping that. Because all about oneself is limited and wanting. If you accept the limited, it's okay. But it's always found wanting. Wanting. So I become wanting. And so that anugraha, deva anugraha, which is earned when we do some karma, a prayer ritual, we say, mama upapta samasta durita kshayadvara shri parameshwara prityartham ahamidam karishye. I perform this ritual prayer. Prayer ritual for neutralizing all my duritas. Duritas are the karmas that get unfolded, obstructing my way. All difficulties in life, they get unfolded by durita. Everyone has got those duritas. To neutralize that, I create some antibodies by doing prayer. Prayer and reaching out, karma. Two things alone. Kurtam, dattam.
Reaching out. What does that mean, Swamiji? Reaching out, karma.
Reaching out, karma is vapi kupa tadakadi devatayatanani ce annapradanam aramascha purtamitya vidhiyate. Purta karma. Vapi, public well. This is, you have to change it to the modern society. The public well. the public pond for the cattle. Reservoir of water. I mean water harvesting. In areas where there is not much water. Temple, Adi, etc. That provides room for anything new thing that is meant for public. All our infrastructure activities. Home for children, school, hospitals. Vapi Kupa Tadakadi Devatayatanancha. Devatayatanam is temples. Altars of worship. Annapradanam, distribution of food, are creating jobs for people to earn their livelihood. Aramasya, old age home, etc. Those days, chowtries for the wayfarers. Purthamitya vidyate. In other words, you fulfill the needs of the community, society, country, humanity. That's reaching out. And you can pray also for others. So, that is ishta. That is your ishtam. You pray for others. Pray for yourself. Pray for your family. Pray for the country, for the people in general. Lokas masta sikino bhavantu. So when you make a prayer like that, it's not meant for one person. So that ishta also produces. There are rituals. All ishta karma is all rituals. Oral prayers also. It's all ishta. Then purtha. These two produce produce punya. Dattam is another one. That is also included in purtha. See, is it different? Dattam means you go to a pilgrim place, a place of pilgrimage, you go there and distribute money. It's called Datta Karma. Dattam. And then you give to good causes, help people. Somebody wants to perform, is married, this, that, and all that small needs, of, micro needs of people. Help people. That way. That's also mentioned. They name it as dattam. And that is, they can create punya. So this punya can be used, can get used to neutralize any papa that is there. Because that is a sankalpa. Durita kshayartam. Mama upatta durita kshayartam. Mama, separate. Upatta duritasya kshayartam. So for neutralizing, exhausting, upatta durita. So upatta is gained, earned. Either in this life or before, which is getting unfolded in this life. both are in this life, you know. One is getting unfolded. The other is yearned here. That also may get unfolded here. Some of them may get unfolded later. You don't know. Therefore, we have a prayer. Duritakshayartam ahamidam karishe. So this all here is punya. This punya is a belief, no doubt. It's too real. In life, it's too real. Crosses even belief. You see the people, how they live. All the time, they have to deal with all this percentage game of success and failure and all mixed up. It's all baseball. It's all percentage game. Sometimes you get it, sometimes you don't get it. So that's where this durita, this punya and papa, oh, it's a grinning reality. You know, we can say chance. See, even say chance, but someone gets more chances. Somebody doesn't get all those chances. Somebody is always at the right place at the right time. Somebody is at the right place but wrong time. It's endless. Must be some. So for me, it's a daylight. When your papa is face all the time. So that accounts for mumuksha and then also Mahapurusha Samsaya. The vague mumuksha, you can take people to different things, this path, that path and all that. And it's because it's a proper teacher is not there. But whatever they do, because there is a certain interest is there. So that should be credited to the person's account. So nahi kalyana krut kaschit durgatim tata gacchati prapya punya krutan lokan ushitva shashvati samaha suchinam shrimatam lehe yoga brashto vijayate atava yoginam eva kule bhavati dhimatam. Tatratam buddhi samyogam labhate paurva dehi. I'll say better. Whatever that is started will be credited to the person's account. And we'll pick up the thread later. Being born in a family where there is some culture. That's important. Family background also is a very big thing. Because sometimes you get a push. So what is said there is that there is no loss. Even suppose somebody is pursuing wrongly, but pursuing. All this will be credited later in the next journey. That's what we say. If they keep up their pursuit and search and little alert, then they will end up correctly.
At some point it has to change from the desire for an experience to the seeking of knowledge.
Yeah.
And as long as it's a desire for experience, there's many paths.
Knowledge paths, yeah. That is why they use the word realizes. Because that gives them that gives everybody a chance to operate.
When you say the vairagya of the person, the mumukshu's vairagya, as part of the qualifications for the mumukshu, when you talk about that vairagya, is that related to the seeking, the normal seeking channel of the person? Like he wants, like he's not interested in the householder life, he's not interested in getting any special qualifications, or just not interested in the normal life around him. You know, he sees that he has a disinterest in that because he's born out of a lack of perhaps there's something not in that for him. Or is there a connection also in that vairagya to the instinct, the human instinct to the person? Are both of those connected to vairagya, or just more one?
Can be both, you know.
Yeah.
And even normal pursuits are allowed in vairagya. You can have normal pursuits, but you don't have an exaggerated value. That's all. You have their value, very objective. All pursuits you can have, normal pursuits you can have, but you are very objective. Only this much, thus far, no further. You know that very well. And sometimes these pursuits also were helpful. So it's all kind of they all play roles. Small roles. Those pursuits also sometimes you give a certain satisfaction, certain certain joy.
And in the beginning there's sort of objectivity, really the objectivity that you don't even know objectivity.
Once objectivity is there, you know thus far no Shobhanadhyasa, no superimposed value, then it's okay, no problem. It's all part of adhikaritva.
Swamiji, this John's question leads to the next very related issue, and that is what exactly is antakarana shuddhi, a pure mind? What is a pure mind? Because there's so many notions, at least in the West, about what that means to have a pure mind, to even have a mind that's pure enough to come to this knowledge. And if you have this knowledge, you are or a mahatma or a jnani, the mind is in some sort of exalted state of experience. So there are a lot of notions around what it actually experientially is internally to have antakarana shuddhi, notions that are not...
It's a word. This is also one of those words. People are driven by one soon ragadvesh. So this ragadvesha neutralization, they don't drive the person. One is able to pick and choose what one wants to do, not driven by ragadvesha. So that is a level of antakarana shuddhi. That's the capacity to go by one's own choice, one's own wisdom, one's own will, not driven by ragadvesha, is antakarana shuddhi number one. Kamakrodhadi, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsarya. So these things also we take care of. They are considered to be malam. The pride, exaggerated values about things which don't have those values, like money, etc. Exaggerated value. That is the kama. Then krodha, anger, lobha, greed, madha, pride for no reason, matsarya, jealousy. So these are the shadrupus, they say. Sixfold enemies. So we carefully in life we try to neutralize them, process them. Sometimes they deny us the fruits of knowledge. In some people they deny the knowledge itself, some places. But more often than not, if one is having this vijnasa, then that means some anugraha is there. They will understand very clearly. They understand. But they have to enjoy the fruits, you know. For that you have to neutralize these things, process whatever to do, as they come up. There is no particular, that's why we have daily puja, we have called daily japa, dhyanam. We didn't have any therapy and all that in our tradition. Nobody has, I think, in the world. It's a new thing. But you always have to go through. Sometimes parentage helps. Parentage itself can be yoga because it helps neutralize some of the issues by giving what you didn't get to the children, what you didn't get from the parents. You give and thereby you get over that. Yeah. So that's a kind of therapy. Universal therapy. And otherwise you process them in some way or the other. Ishvara, bring more Ishvara into life. wonderful. I've been talking now more about how to bring Ishvara into life. Even these three talks I was I see very clearly that
Swamiji.
So then you there are means for you just act compassionately, whether there is compassion or not, act it out. Act compassionately, lovingly, giving, reaching out, even though there is no heart. Give it out. So this action really changes the person. So that's what if there is antakarana shuddhi, what will be there? Advesta sarva bhutana maitra karuna yevacha. It is the same. Advesta sarva bhutana. No dislike, dvesha, hatred, anger towards people. Sarva bhutana, maitraha, one who has love, friendship. Mitram is friendship. One who is friend. Karuna yevacha, one who is compassion. So, started with advesta sarva bhutana, ended with karuna yevacha. Nirmamo nirahankara. Yasman na udvijate loka. From whom the world is not frightened. And the one who is not frightened of the world. This is all in antakarana shuddhi. And these are the jnani's qualities also. Only degree is different. Yeah.
Somebody, what about certain pratibandhikas or habit patterns of thinking that the person doesn't know how to handle themselves? Is there something, generally speaking, that can be done or discussed with that person, or is it has to be looked at specifically according to the pattern of thinking, or something general like said general prayer or some?
What is the original question?
I'm not sure.
Huh?
Can I this up with
the
groups?
Yeah, but I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. What was that? What is, yes, you can say. Finish it up.
Okay, better try again.
Certain pratibandhikas, habits of thinking, habits of thinking, that the person can't handle. They keep interference all the time.
Okay, that's all. Now I know.
The word. Certain general something that can be done, or should it be specifically tackled?
You see, certain we have to see that. See what there are. Inner habits. There are outer habits. There are inner habits. Inner habits, much more easy. So. Because if you suppose you welcome those habits with more awareness, there's no more habits. You see a pattern. You have to see a little more alert. Note down, this is the thing that's sort of mentally note down, or you note down, write down. So these are the patterns coming, and they are there because of some reason. we accept that as order, Ishvara's order. One of those things in the order. So that means you have pulled yourself out of that pattern. So little alertness is necessary. More Ishvara into life, this will take care of it. Yeah.
What does that mean, Swamiji, more Ishvara?
More Ishvara means I have to understand this, you know. I have to talk about Ishvara. All that is here is Ishvara, we have to prove that. Then reduce Ishvara to various orders. One order, Maha order. It's a universe. Jagat. One order. Consisting of many orders. Order within an order within an order. Like if you say botany. And then there are trees, there are plants, there are vines, there are so many varieties. Then again each group you can take. There is a cypress group, there is a citrus group, there is a... like these groups are there. All within one botany. So one Maha order consisting of many orders. So we need to recognize certain minimum number of orders. We are not outside the order. If you sit, you are able to sit, not outside the order. If the back is hurting, that is within the order. And therefore, you are never outside the order. You see that you are pervaded, sustained by order. That is Ishvara. So you let Ishvara be. You get connected again to the Janaka and Janani. See, I was telling the other day, I did mention, but I didn't connect it. The human being is secure only when only before his or her birth. Just before the birth, for 3 months, separate body is there, heart is beating inside the mother, connected to the mother, she is the creatrix and she is connected to the cause. Wonderful, safe, secure, floating. The modern psychologists have recognized this. They even advise, allow the baby to float in a basin of water or something. They do that. So that the trauma will be little less and slowly it will come to know. Anyway, it comes out and it starts an independent life without knowing how to live an independent life, correct? That's a disastrous beginning. Better to be inside the mother forever. And so, a bad beginning.
Comes out crying.
Yeah. Maybe it's how the karma works, I think. whatever this is, it's a big design, it's very, very complex. But so again, you have to discover that connection, you, that safety, sanity, security, you discover the connection. You are protected, you are the Hiranyagarbha. Now I understand the word, why Hiranyagarbha? You are within the Hiranyagarbha. I'm going to use that word. So far I didn't use that. Now today I got it. Okay. Within the garbha of Parameshwar. Because purely Hiranyagarbha, it's all with reference to seeing. So beautiful. So you are pervaded. So just pervade. All the time, pervaded and sustained. Your hunger, your thirst, your illness, your wellness. It's all within the order. Yeah. All emotions.
Can you open it up to everybody?
Questions? Okay. Enough.
That's enough. On the table. Thanks. We're going to do another batch.
Can include total exhaustion. Kshaya is total exhaustion.
Mm.
Yeah, Akshaya means it. Akshaya Linga Vibho. The one who is free from.
Is there a ritual? To get self-knowledge, like there are so many stars
and so on. Maybe, there's a ritual to remove obstacles, no self-knowledge. Because self-knowledge is already yourself, not a game. It is a negation of obstacles. Ignorance is one obstacle.
That is the obstacle,
so that is the obstacle. And to remove that obstacle, you have to but buddhi is, the obstacle is not physical. It's purely a not seeing it. So you require to try to own what is there, so what you are. See that. So prayer is there for providing you all the tools. Removing all obstacles. Vishnamurti mantra and all that is meant for that. Medha, Dakshinamurti mantra, is all meant for that. Even Gayatri is all like that. naha diyaha prachodaya. Asmakam diyaha prachodaya. That's a mantra. Okay. All right. That's a little bit.